Wyoming's senior senator Mike Enzi is getting a seat at the head table in the GOP's rush to get a tax reform bill passed in the coming weeks. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington on Enzi's new role as a part of the select group of Senate and House lawmakers who are now trying to combine the two chambers' vastly different tax bills.
As chair of the Senate Budget Committee, Enzi has played a key role in getting the Republican tax reform proposal as far along as it currently is. But now comes the really hard part, melding the Senate bill with the House bill. Enzi is on the conference committee tasked with wedding the two divergent bills. He says he's not just hearing input from all corners of the Capitol.
No, I'm hearing from all corners of the continent. There are a lot of people who have ideas on what they thought should be in there. Many of them weren't shared before the time that we actually voted on the bill.
Since Congress did nothing with Obamacare, that makes the stakes higher. But since the House and Senate bills diverge on major policy areas, like what you can deduct for medical expenses, how much of your mortgage you can deduct, and even what school teachers can deduct when they buy school supplies, it's going to be tough to reach a compromise. Enzi says a conference committee is unique.
I have, but it's surprising how few people have ever been through a conference because they haven't been done for years, primarily. And so to have a major conference is really different.
In Wyoming, many people fear that the Senate bill will end your ability to deduct what you pay annually in sales tax because you don't have a state income tax. Washington State also doesn't have a state income tax. Their senior Democratic Senator Patty Murray released a statement accusing the GOP of ending that deduction in order to line the pockets of billionaires and big corporations. But Enzi maintains their bill makes that deduction up in other places.
And so we said that if they get personal income tax deductions, we should get sales tax deductions. The personal income tax deductions are going away. We don't have the same argument for the sales tax. But we doubled the standard deduction. So I suspect that most people don't have that much in sales tax.
On the conference committee, Enzi will be sitting across from Delaware Democratic Senator Tom Carper. He says his goal is to bring the GOP proposal back to the middle, which he says means it should match what President Trump has actually promised.
The final tax bill should not benefit people like the president, people of great wealth. Two, it should help the middle class families. And three, it should simplify the tax code. That's what the president says he's for. And we want to make sure at the end of the day the final product looks like what the president has said he would sign.
Enzi dismisses those complaints, along with concerns raised by his fellow Republicans that the bill will make the nation's deficit balloon. He also brushes aside independent analysis of the competing tax proposals that claim they're tilted towards the wealthiest Americans and corporations.
All businesses will get a break in this, which will allow them to hire more people, to pay higher wages.
But Democrats disagree. They say the bill is tilted towards corporations, especially towards the oil and gas industry, because it maintains their tax breaks while unwinding some breaks for renewables. Raul Grijalva is the top Democrat in the House Natural Resources Committee and also a member of the conference committee. He says his party is still trying to figure out what their role is because they've been locked out of the process.
You know, we're going to get together to kind of figure out what, if there's a game plan from our side.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she wants Enzi and the senators to ditch their alternative minimum tax proposal.
It will end up having a potential double taxation effect on a number of businesses, including in the coal industry. And I think it's, you know, part of being able to provide people with a simpler and fairer code is to get rid of the alternative minimum tax.
But Cheney brushes aside criticisms from the left that the GOP needs to slow down before overhauling the U.S. economy on a party line vote.
You know, one of the things that I've learned while I've been up here is that we get criticized for moving too fast and we get criticized for moving too slow. So from my perspective, I think it's always good to move with haste and responsibly when it comes to things that matter as much for folks back home.
As for Senator Enzi, he says his job is melding the House and Senate bills in the coming weeks, not just to protect Senate priorities.
You go into it trying to come up with the best of each bill. And there are parts of ours that I suspect some people don't like. And we've gotten to hear a lot about parts of the House one that people didn't like because theirs has been hanging out there for quite a while.
Enzi and his counterparts on the conference committee only have a couple weeks left to meld the two different tax proposals together if they hope to meet Trump's end-of-year deadline to pass a unified tax bill. And the clock's ticking, and Democrats are praying time runs out. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.